This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
Real you.
Folks, if you want to get your messages in, you've got a few more minutes yet. We've got about 11, 12 minutes. 018-789 is the number on WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We've got some tweets. Audrey.
018-789-8899, Rich.
What did I say? Is that not what I said?
Good morning,
Good
Richard.
Morning.
Happy Monday. We've got a text here from Bosco who says, I think common sense has become uncommon. Blaming third party for the issue is weak. Who are the people authorizing it? Do we gift colleagues with halitosis a bottle of Listerine or a colleague with BO a bottle of perfume?
Well, it's funny you say that. We used to have a security guard that stank. We gave him some deodorant. That's what we deal with. That's how we deal with it, remember?
Yeah.
I'm joking. But anyway, no, I'm not actually. It's truth.
Yeah. Right. We had a chat with him about it.
Of course. We were nice about it. Yeah.
And didn't we have to draw straws into who would actually give him the bottle of deodorant?
No, I mean, that fella's name?
It's a good point. You know, somebody has to sign off for it in the end, right? But sometimes you form those relationships with your ad agency that you trust them to a certain point, and you're like, you know, I know these guys have got our best interests at heart or whatever, and you just sign it off because, you know, they're trustworthy. Sometimes, though, yeah, you do need a second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth opinion.
And maybe when they prioritize just looking for the X factor in an ad.
Right.
I don't know.
We've had some bad ones, haven't we?
Yeah.
Right. Final story of the day then. I like this story.
Right. Okay.
But I shouldn't.
Okay. No, well, okay, so this is Grab and Gojek drivers caught modifying apps, hiking user fare. That's a serious one. So this has happened in Singapore. The irony is I was in Singapore and I used Grab and Gojek, right? So I'm just wondering, have I been...
Fleeced.
Okay, so a new trend is emerging among these Gojek drivers in Singapore using bootleg versions of the apps to earn extra income. So the new paper highlighted issue after Grab driver Boon Tat Tan alleged some of his colleagues were using modified apps which allow them to cancel rides with no consequence and even deliberately force surge pricing in order to charge users higher fares. And you know, it hurts us, Singapore dollars. Mm. And so in the interview, the whistleblower Grab driver stated that while he had to work more than 12 hours to make 200 sing a day, others through the bootleg apps earn more while putting in fewer hours. So the newspaper's investigation also claimed that drivers who use these modified apps can bypass verification, fake their location, cancel jobs without being penalized, and in some cases even view customers' private details.
What?
Who is behind this? So this article further claimed that there's an active online community specializing in hacking and modifying these apps, while some even offering the services to non-tech savvy drivers who lack the know-how to do it themselves. These services are advertised on online forums and even messaging apps. One such service even claimed to offer assistance at $350 a month for the Grab driver app and $200 a month for the Gojek app. Okay.
Wow.
It's just a subscription in order to whoa.
And the article says that both Grab and Gojek are aware of the scheme, which they classified as fraud. A Grab spokesperson was quoted as saying that the company has data scientists focusing working in anti-fraud efforts and they will suspend backed actors who exhibit fraudulent behavior on our platform. So suspension drivers and reporting them to authorities are some of the actions Gojek will take on its unscrupulous drivers. That's what they said. However, the company did not divulge the number of errant drivers caught in this scheme. So, first of all, Singapore, like, you're not going to get caught.
Mm.
Everybody gets caught, okay? I'm just wondering, is it happening here?
Well, from what I understand, previously, it had happened here in the past, and they stamped down quite heavily on it because it was GPS spoofing and a whole bunch of other stuff. But this is a couple of years ago, I understand.
This is on the app?
This is on the app here in Malaysia. Don't quote me on that, but I'm saying I heard through the grapevine that there had been reported cases of this happening here in Malaysia. So, you know, it can happen. I mean, it's like Jeff and Matt say on any of their tech talk discussions, you know, these things are hackable. Any software to a degree is hackable and can be changed and altered. It's just about being aware of it. If you think you are being genuinely overcharged, which for the most of the case is what Grab do anyway, you know, then, you know,
maybe
you should raise an issue with it, right. I think, you know. But I mean, like, genuinely, like, double, triple the price. I mean, if you don't think you should be paying that, then question it.
This takes me back to, like, the years where before Grab and Uber was part of how we took public transport, where we had to rely on taxis with meters, right?
Right. Yeah.
And but remember when those meters were hacked as well?
Like, oh, you know, yeah.
You could never tell. You know, firstly, in order to get the taxis to actually turn on their meters was a big deal.
Yeah.
And then when they do, you know you're getting fleeced just because you see how quickly that meter just moves.
No, they don't even bother. They just say, this is the rate you want or not.
I remember getting into a taxi at Kalanajaya a few years ago where the guy used a meter, but he went like 100 yards down the road, pulled over the car. Somebody else got into the car in the back as well. So there was two passengers and he was charging double. You know, nice. And I'm like, wow. The gall of it, you know, and the fact that when he pulled over and he asked me for an extra amount of money, I'm like, you've shared my taxi with somebody else first and foremost. Technically, it should be half the price.
Right.
Well, there you go.
And that's why these services came about.
And that's why these services came about. And they did and have fixed a problem. Mm. But of course, they've also created their own problems as well, which over time, I'm hoping, will be fixed. So let's see. Right, ladies and gents, very interesting debate then about whether or not bad ads, bad marketing would affect your decision about your loyalty perhaps to brands and whether or not it would turn you off from your favorite brand. It's kind of been a bit of a mixed bag on both sides of the coin. Some people saying yes, some people saying no, some people with short-term memories, you know. I'm one of those people. I drink Pepsi now, even though I know that they've caused problems elsewhere. But that's where we are at the end of the show. Of course, it's the story we started off with. We then moved on to the other story that Audrey had about marketing.
Yes, outdated marketing tactics. You need to leave in the past where they belong.
And of course, we went on to Grab and Gojek drivers caught modifying apps, hiking user fare down south in Singapore.
I have no doubt that there'll be a statement issued from Grab and Gojek over the next couple of days if there hasn't been already addressing this issue. Hope to hear something from them. Right, don't go anywhere though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay with Bashar Al-Nattour. He's the global head of Islamic finance for Fitch Ratings. The Breakfast Grill take a deeper dive on Islamic finance with the head of Islamic finance to understand where growth will come from, as the IMF estimates that Islamic financial assets only account for 1% of global financial assets. That's coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of Audrey Raj and Frida Liu, this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.